2 months ago, when the TV season officially ended, TV critic David Bianculli looked at the final ratings and the high marks for new shows such as NBC's ER and Friends. And he told us how encouraged he was by their success. Now the networks have all released their new schedules for fall, and they too were encouraged by ER and Friends. So much so, in the case of Friends, that our TV critic is now a little discouraged.
It happens every time. One new show takes everybody by surprise by shooting to the top of the ratings one season, and the next season there are tons of imitators just like it, or trying to be just like it. It happened with Dallas and Miami Vice, and with The Cosby Show and Roseanne, and it's just about to happen with Friends. You know a TV show is in overdrive when its theme song gets picked up on the radio. That's happening right now to Friends. And now that the fall schedules are out, it's painfully clear that the rival networks are trying to get by with a little help from their friends. Their versions of it, anyway. If you don't want to see a lot of sitcoms about attractive 20-something people with way too much free time on their hands, watch out for fall. This new sitcom glut is the biggest trend for next year. Last season, the four major networks presented a pretty balanced schedule of new series. 14 dramas, 13 comedies. For the 1995-96 season, there are 11 new dramas on the schedule and 21 new sitcoms. If you count the sitcoms premiering on the dinky little Warner Brothers network, I don't, but you might, the number of comedies shoots from 21 to 26. Another trend worth noting is a seismic shift in the usage of time slots. The first hour of primetime, once unofficially reserved for family viewing, is now officially thrown to the wolves, or at least to the adults. Also, for the second year in a row, the number of news magazines continues to dwindle, which opens up more later hour time slots for mature dramas. You can thank ER for that trend, and I do. It's too early to analyze the new shows for fall, but not to discuss the old ones. The good news is that Homicide, Life on the Street, and Chicago Hope were renewed. But the bad news is that the year's two most innovative series, My So-Called Life and VR5, were canceled. And a total of 18 returning series will be moved around this fall, meaning you might have to change your viewing patterns accordingly. For me, the toughest time shift is that CBS is moving Picket Fences an hour earlier, which puts it right up against The X-Files. But also, there's Mad About You moving to Sunday opposite The Simpsons, and Friends, which now leads off Thursday nights for NBC. And finally, there's the news that Stephen Bochco has come up with his first drama series since NYPD Blue. It's called Murder One, and the plan is to take a single murder trial over the course of an entire season. Yeah, like the O.J. Simpson trial. But the thing here is that ABC's Murder One, which will require instant viewer audience loyalty to succeed, is scheduled smack up against NBC's ER, which viewers aren't likely to give up easily. Unless Murder One is moved from the ER time slot, like Chicago Hope eventually was last season, Murder One is likely to get killed. Then again, so are most of the new sitcoms coming this fall. Imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, but on TV, it also happens to be the quickest path to failure.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.